Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning. Am I coming through now?
You are coming through, yes. I turned my mute off.
Okay.
So I can speak.
Very good.
It's nice to hear a human voice for a moment.
No kidding. Okay. Let's see. Tony, are you there?
Tony's still on mute, and so is Tom.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay. Okay. Looks good. Okay. Well, I have it's time to start. Is Tom back on?
No.
Nick is here. Okay. Do we have Mr. Ortega?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Are we ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. Good morning. This is Victoria Bowman, Chairman of the State Board of Massage Therapy. It is now 9:32, and I call the meeting to order. Pursuant to Arizona Revised Statute ARS 38-431-02, notice is hereby given to the members of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy, known as Board, and to the general public that the Board will hold a Board training session meeting open to the public on Monday, June 22nd, 2020 at 9:30 a.m. The meeting will be held digitally online. All of the members of the board will participate in the meeting online only. This digital training is subject to change up to 24 hours prior to the meeting. Title II of the Americans with Disability Act prohibits the board from discriminating on the basis of disability in its public meetings. Persons with a disability may request a reasonable accommodation such as a sign language interpreter, by contacting board staff at 602-542-8604. Requests should be made as early as possible to allow time to arrange the accommodations. Okay, the board of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy reserves the right to change the order of items published on the agenda, except for public hearings set for a specific time. During the board meetings and upon the vote of the majority of the quorum, the board may go into executive session to obtain legal advice from the board's attorney pursuant to Arizona Revised Statute 38-431.03A3 on any item listed on the agenda. All meeting attendees whose presence is not required in an executive session may remain in the board meeting room while the board withdraws to chambers for an executive session. Any and all legal actions by board members will only take place in open session. This is a call to order and a roll call. Ms. Clark?
Emily Clark here.
Mr. Ortega? Still absent. Mr. Ramsey?
I'm here.
Okay. And Mr. McLean? Okay, and Chairman Bowman, so we do have three of the five members. We do have a quorum. Tony?
Chair, I believe Nick McLean is here, but his mute is on.
Okay.
So he's not able to answer.
Okay. Tony, if you would perhaps send me a chat that we know that Mr. McLean is on, I would appreciate that. And Mr. McLean, if you are on and hearing, you could also send me a notice of chat, and I will make that noted for the record. Okay, we're now...
Nick has joined. He is muted, though.
Okay.
So I do see him.
Okay, thank you. So the four board members present are Bowman, Clark, Ramsey, and McLean. Thank you. Okay, call to public. Pursuant to ARS 38-431-01H, the board may make an open call to public during a public meeting, subject to reasonable time, which is 3 minutes, place and manner restrictions to allow individuals to address the public body on any issue within the jurisdiction of the public body. However, members of the board are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. The board, however, may ask staff to review a matter and may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. I do have two people that have requested call to public. There is a Joyce Dye. Would you unmute yourself?
Yes, I'm here.
You have 3 minutes.
Am I start now?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Jing Sandi. I have been applying for my massage license for 6 months since last year. The board asked me to take the TOEFL test, but I've been emailed to the executive director of massage board, Mr. Thomas Auditon, back and forth many times. I proved that I am capable to communicate in English. Therefore, I shouldn't spend lots of money to take an expensive English test. I currently work for the Backfit Chiropractor Clinic under the doctor's license for the last few months since February 26th. If you have any question about my English, I am here to speak for myself in English. Also, my boss from Backfit Clinic is willing to offer you more information about my English communication skills and my knowledge of massage therapy. From Mr. Thomas Auditon's email, he was suggesting me to request a waiver so an Arizona massage license can be issued to me. But later, I've been told, and I quote, the Arizona Massage Board is no longer issuing 2-year state massage industry licenses for non-U.S. citizens whose permitted time for visiting the United States is less than 2 years. I have been approved on OPT, optional practical training, by the U.S. government, which means I have the right to work in the U.S. for 1 year. The U.S. government gives me the right to work directly related to an F1 student's major area of study. But the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy don't give me the license to perform my major area of study, which is massage therapy. That doesn't make sense. And I believe that Arizona Massage Board can issue me a temporary license. Therefore, under ARS 32-4224B, I request a temporary license. I meet the requirement under 32-4222 Section 8, and Chandler Gilbert Community College meets the requirement of 32-4228. Please check my application again, and I am fully capable to be a licensed massage therapist. And please place me to the June 29th meeting agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, our second call to public is Daniel Trichal. I apologize if I said your name wrong. And would you please identify yourself?
My name's Daniel. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. You have 3 minutes. Please go ahead.
I'm here to speak on behalf of Chim Sun Tai. She is here on an F1 visa, federal program, and she has graduated Chandler Gilbert Community College with honors, which is all taught in English. She is currently trying to do her on-job training for her F1 visa. Without a license, she cannot do all of her training. She has to work underneath a doctor. Therefore, I request that you issue her a temporary license for 6 months. That's the remaining amount of time that she has left in the United States before she has to leave. Once again, I would like to request that you issue her a temporary license for 6 months. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, item four on our agenda is a declaration of conflict of interest. Well, the purpose of this meeting is for us to become comfortable with Google Chat. So do we have anyone of the board members or staff that has a conflict of interest? Okay. Number five, items for board review, discussion, and possible action. Upon a vote of the majority of a quorum, the board may go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A2 to discuss or consider records exempt by law from public inspection, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is specifically required to be maintained as confidential by state or federal law. A, staff presentation and staff discussion with board with Google Chat conferencing protocols. Okay, well, what I would like to ask is for each one of the board members to find the little chat button and send a note so that I can receive it and say I would like to, you know, chat about this topic. Oh, hi, Nick. Very nice. And Kevin, great. Okay. And Emily's there. Wonderful. Okay. So let me ask this of Tony. Let's say I would, because Nick called in first, can you... Tony, can you please unmute Nick so that he and I can chat? Or does Nick...
Nick will unmute himself.
Okay, thank you. Nick, go ahead. Have we got you, Nick? Okay, well, let's see. Kevin, how are you doing with this? Would you please unmute yourself? Nick won't unmute. Okay. Nick, are you having technical problems?
Hey, Vicki. I'm here on a computer, obviously, and if Nick is calling in, I'm not sure if Google Chat needs... a specific some public chat options, you need a specific code to be able to unmute over the phone. Okay. As opposed to on the computer where you can just press a button.
Thank you, Kevin. I think the other thing that we need to do is when we each come on, let's identify ourselves because we're going to need that for legal purposes as the minutes are digital. Okay. So, okay. Nick is commenting that when he pushes the button, it doesn't happen. He'll be on his computer next Monday. So I think we have that resolved. And Tony, will you follow up with that for us, please?
Yes, I will get a hold of Nick and we'll make sure he can talk.
Right. If he's on his computer, I think that'll work. Okay, Emily, would you like to come on, please?
I'm here.
Awesome. Are you having any problem with the technology?
So far, I'm doing pretty well.
Okay. Oh, does anybody have anything that they would like to bring up regarding the technology that we're dealing with? Okay, Nick has rejoined.
Yes, and I was able to fix the mute.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, so just wondering, a little bit of a concern that I have is how we're going to know who we're talking to. Now, our agenda next week is already established. I'm just wondering how we're going to be able to identify people, especially when we start having cases, if we do them digitally, how we're going to be able to identify that.
Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
Hi, Tom Algerton here. It'll be the same as it would as if it were in the boardroom. So in the case, we have Andrea on the line with us this morning who does the roll calls and the minutes and so forth. So next Monday on the 29th, we would actually use her to call the roll. And then any cases that are coming up, she would read the narrative prior to the individuals identifying themselves to speak online. Andrew White is with us this morning, but he's currently on cell phone.
Okay.
And he would do like he typically does, which is to indicate directly to the chair who is present. And now the word present means electronically, not physically. So he would indicate who's present. And that would include LMTs that are on the agenda for the 29th, or if they in fact have any representation, those individuals would be represented electronically as well. But so you'll depend primarily on Andrea and Andrew before we get to each agenda item to indicate who's electronically present.
Okay. Wonderful.
Andrea, anything, this is your first go around electronically, anything you want to offer the chair?
Hi guys, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Good morning. I do also just want to remind the board that when you have your formal interviews or cases that require someone to be sworn in, that's something that we'll also be able to do through the virtual meeting as well. That's the only thing I have to add. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have any other schedule for this board meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Does any board member have a question of Andrea?
Not at this time.
Okay. Anything else that board questions and discussions?
Chair Bowman and board members, I actually do have one question for staff, if I may.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have a mechanism prepared for when the board does need to enter into executive session that will suspend the public portion and allow them to enter into a confidential session?
Madam Chair, Andrea, you know, that's a contingency I don't think that we did plan on. Now, we don't have our assistant AG with us this morning, but she is scheduled to be with us on next Monday, the 29th. So I think we're going to have to research that and find out what is recommended by the AG's office and then discuss it from a technical standpoint to see how that can be done. And I would defer to Tony here, but I think what we'd have to do is to set up another simultaneous Google chat that...
Oh, it looks like Tom fell off from the meeting.
That's okay. Tom, I can finish the conversation since he had asked about it. By having a secondary meeting that's going... we would actually leave where we're at. So you would be in this meeting, but then you'd mute yourselves. And we'll have another conference going on that's just privately going between us, like using your cell phone. And then so you're actually in the meeting, but nobody can hear you. They wouldn't know on this section. Only you privately with your cell phone would be talking with all the other board members. So that way we're not open meeting law problems. We're you know, everybody's doing it, but they're just the public can't hear the word. That's all.
Tony, will the public be able to see us talking?
Unless you push the camera to turn off your video, which you sure can. You wouldn't leave the meeting, but you would actually have a muted microphone and a camera that's turned off.
Okay.
So they couldn't see you, but you'd still be present in this area.
Right.
And then when you come back, you can actually turn on the camera again, turn on the microphone again.
And I think that would be important for us to recognize because some people do relapse. and so they could be reading our conversation inadvertently. So
yeah.
We would need to, as we join that executive session, we would need to see that both our visual and our auditory of the general session is blacked out.
Yep.
Absolutely. Sorry to interrupt you, Tony. One suggestion that I would like to make, I've given my experience over the past couple months and the number of video conferences and teleconferences that I've been participating in during our current health crisis. One suggestion I would have is that you have an emergency number, just in case if we can't work out in the midst of a meeting, if we can't work out the ability to move everyone to a separate chat, if we can have a separate number just as a backup plan, if we need to do executive session over the phone and not through the Google system. That would be my only suggestion.
Okay, thank you.
So I have a question. Who all can see the actual chat box when we utilize that? Everybody or just
everyone.
The chair?
Everyone in the meeting.
I also have a question to board staff. Are we going to be allowing individuals who are on the board agenda to just call in, or would we have to mandate, you know, that they are on a video, really just to kind of confirm their identity? I mean, they may be, able to be sitting wherever and have whoever's information, but, you know, unless we see them, can we confirm that that's their identity, and so forth?
Well, I would answer that by saying, similar to how we was doing things in the boardroom, when we would need to contact one of the, we called them the initials, we just used their initials rather than their name for the cases, we would call them directly from that room using a private number that only the investigator had been gave directly by them. So we would actually know that it's them by that number, because the way they've got a hold of us before. And that means, of course, they'd have to be around that phone or that way to come in. But I think that would work. And of course, we do have all photo identification for every LMT there is. So it wouldn't be hard for us to actually make sure the person on the screen is the same person that they're supposed to be.
So, Tony, I'd like to clarify this. So they would be on the Google chat as we are now.
Yeah.
Then when it was time for their interview, then you, since you're our moderator, would, or Mr. White, would call them on a private number, and that would be brought into our board meeting.
Yeah, we could do it that way, or we could have them contact them first on the phone and have them join at that time, and that way we're sure it's that person coming in, because just an idea.
Okay, thank you.
Chair Bowman, if I can
please,
if I can add to that, and Board Member Ramsey, that was a great question. I believe there isn't, this actually would be a question more appropriate for your legal advisor. I don't believe that there's anything that would allow the board to mandate that they participate via video versus through just the phone itself. And I'm referring to licensees, not the complaining parties. So I just wanted to make you aware that's probably a question more appropriate for your assistant attorney general.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Clark, do you have any ideas or concerns or thoughts or questions?
No, just listening to the possibilities of if we had to go into executive session, how that would be handled. And I think it's been pretty well explained to me. So I think I don't think that we would have any issues with it. just making sure that if we had to, even if we had to call someone to get them on the phone because they were on the agenda, making sure that who we call is the person in question, that we need to make sure that they are who they are. And I think Tony explained that pretty well.
Right. And so I think I'll put a request out to board staff and our executive director to perhaps communicate to each one of the board members by, let's say, Thursday afternoon or Friday, as to the protocol that we're going to use for one, executive session, and two, an emergency backup number, so that we're prepared before we have our meeting on the 29th.
I think that's a good idea.
Got that, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Ramsey, do you have any other thoughts or concerns or comments?
No, I'm pretty comfortable. I'm sure this first meeting will be able to iron out any wrinkles, but, you know, as time goes on and as the rest of the year's meetings are scheduled to be digital, we'll have everything set in place. So I'm good to go.
Okay, great. Thank you. Mr. McLean, do you have any, if you can unmute, do you have any additional concerns, comments?
No, ma'am. I believe everything's been covered pretty well.
And you feel comfortable with our process?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we don't have Mr. Ortega, and perhaps that will, I'm sure he will come up to speed very quickly. So we hope to see him at Monday's meeting. Is there, our executive director, do we have anything else that we need to handle at this time regarding our ability to do Google Chat?
Madam Chair, I don't think so. Just to advise you and the board, we did meet with Mr. Ortega on Friday for about 30 minutes and ran through the various procedures on Google Chat. But we will resume the practice of calling you each individually to ensure your attendance at the meeting, so we have assurance of a quorum before we have the actual meeting. So bear with us on that. We did that before when we had meetings in the boardroom, and we'll continue that tradition here. Secondarily, in the mail this week through UPS, you'll be getting your hard packet and your binders. So that will enable you to be able to look at hard copy of the agenda and the packet, because on the screen in front of you, as you can see today, you're looking at the other board members and you're looking at the staff presentation of the agenda. Now, it makes it sometimes difficult to try to look at your packet at the same time. So you'll have hard copy packet in front of you that you could look at into detail. But if you ever want to know where we're at, the agenda would be on the screen to your left and the attendees on the right. So look for the hard copy coming to your homes by UPS.
Thank you. Mr. Wilcox, do you have any, since you're our moderator, do you have any other comments or suggestions that we might need to address at this time?
I don't see anything else to do over. We've had no issues with this Google Chat, as I can see, because we did do it each individually with each board member first. And I've had no problems with the public coming in, because I actually did practice with a couple of the members of the public on Friday, I believe it was. They had come in as soon as I posted the agenda, and so they got to see how it worked. There was a little practice there, and I appreciate their input. So I don't feel like there are going to be any problems, and I did talk to Tom about having a secondary conference that's one that the board members have already used all the time, with our dial-in back when we was doing it, feels like every other day for things. So those old numbers we'll still have. I think we're good. We've got in place things that we've all used, and we'll just activate them again.
Okay. So moving on to item 6, our next Arizona Massage Board meeting is Monday, June 29th, 2020 at 9:30 a.m. I'm sure that Tony will send us all a link to be able to get on. And now, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Emily Clark, I make a motion that we go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Is there a second?
Kevin Ramsey, I second.
Okay, and now we're going to do roll call votes so that it will show up on that. So each person just give your name and your vote?
Emily Clark, aye.
Kevin Ramsey, aye.
Nick McLean, aye.
Victoria Bowman, aye. So it moves for nothing. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.